Fasten your chin strap and get ready for the snuff. The Eric Ainge Show with Brian Rice is ready to go. Sports Animals VFL QB is ready to give you the insight and analysis that no one else in Tennessee radio can. Get in Eric's headset by calling 656-9900. 656-9900. The Eric Ainge Show with Brian Rice is headed your way right now.
Hour 3 of the Eric Ainge Show coming at you live from Rusty Wallace Kia of Knoxville. We're brought to you by Mortgage Investors Group, the state's number one residential home loan lending company. You can get pre-qualified with them, refi with them. You can even take advantage of the home court advantage and find out more how that keeps more money in your pocket at the closing of your home purchase, again, by going to MIGonline.com.
We'll get into the weekend preview coming up here in just a second. We tell you first, Rusty Wallace Kia will triple your factory rebates on all new Kias right here at Rusty Wallace Kia, home with the 200,000-mile warranty, Callahan Drive, I-75. Triple the factory rebates. Come see Jake and the crew here, hey, Rusty Wallace Kia. Alabama corner Scooby Carter is in the transfer portal.
Is that his government name? Or is that a nickname?
It's
like, does his birth certificate say Scooby?
Quotes. So he is in the portal for the third time. At this point, that's a him problem, not a them problem, right?
I would say most people that leave a team like that.
I would say most coaches would push a guy right out the door. But
well, I mean,
here we are.
For Scooby, much like my Taylor Swift reference, at some point, when the only common denominator in all your failing relationships is you.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for Scooby, he brings himself everywhere he goes.
Scooby takes Scooby everywhere he goes. Yep. Jake Bull from Rusty Wallace Kia of Knoxville joins us right now.
Jake Bull.
We had to pull you out of a very important meeting to be on the air with us, and I appreciate that.
Yes. Hey, I'm glad to be out here with you guys. Snowing outside, but the deals are hot on the inside.
They are.
I like it.
Triple the factory rebate.
Triple. Yeah, so some people are advertising double. This is triple. I mean, it's the rebate's $1,500. It's $4,500 discount. If it's $2,500, it's $7,500. I mean, it's nuts.
There's a lot of people coming in. Even the weather still. There's still a lot of people coming out here to shop.
Well, this is the biggest February we've ever had, and has a chance today and tomorrow to be the biggest month we've ever had.
Wow!
In February, that's
shortest
crazy.
Month of the year. Yeah, it's
crazy.
It's because these deals are crazy. I mean, the triple rebates is nuts.
Lady walked in a minute ago and waved at us and said, "I'm looking for a Telluride. I believe she said she came from Cleveland.
Possibly. Yeah, we sold
Athens. Athens. Yeah. Excuse me. And then she said." I know I didn't pick the most beautiful day. He said, "Let me get your guy." Said, "Let's go see some Tellurides."
Well, if there are any
and
here,
they're in one right now.
If there are any here, then she's lucky because once they get here, they go quick. So we've sold a bunch this month, but they usually sit here about a day and they're gone.
Jake, we have resurrected a game from earlier this. We played it a lot this summer, but we thought it would be good for these Fridays. It's called Would You Rather.
Okay.
I have five questions.
Yes.
I'm going to pose them to you and Eric, and I will weigh in on them as well. Some are sports, some are not. So I'll start with the sports.
So that would be me, the star of the Eric Ainge Show, Jake Bull, and the co-star.
And the other guy.
The co-star.
Everybody.
I got a text message from my buddy Rocky Hall, who owns Drycon, and he said, "I double dare you to refer to yourself as the star of the Eric Ainge Show." And Brian, the co-star.
That was not much of a dare.
That one was a little too easy. Though,
that one we call Thursday. All right. Would you rather have a loss in the NCAA?
Hold on. Did you set the stage right? You got to pick one, or your whole family does.
Yeah. Those are Eric's rules. You got to pick one.
Starting with my grandmother, Joe.
Joe will come after you. Would you rather NCAA tournament play-in game loss or NIT championship?
Ooh.
Play-in game loss. We're not talking just a regular old first round 8-9 game loss. We're talking play-in game loss or NIT championship.
If you're asking for Tennessee this year, this year, which is I'm making it my own, I would pick an NIT championship over a loss in a play-in game, and here's why. All those extra games and all that success at the end of the year to a bunch of freshmen – and guys that are coming back, like Pons and Folke and all those guys, and it'd be a fun way to send Jordan Bowden out. I think the more games you can play at a high level and win, because there's still good teams in the NIT.
Yeah.
This particular year, I would pick NIT championship. Next year, however, if that was still being asked, I would unfortunately make the tournament and lose in the playing game.
But
that wouldn't be good either.
So Eric said exactly what I was going to say, so I'm going to switch it up and say I would take the NCAA play-in loss, because in order for Tennessee to get there at this point, they're going to have to win these last few games and make a deep run in the NCAA or the SEC tournament, maybe even win the thing. So if that happens, that's a good end to the year to get to
that
point.
That's true.
So I'll take that
one. That's true.
Yeah, if you beat Florida, Kentucky, and Auburn, you're probably in the tournament.
Yeah.
As long as you don't go one and done in Nashville.
Right. Making the NIT, though, is still realistic.
Yes.
Because you know what we're not going to do? Go beat Florida.
What we just said.
Kentucky and Auburn.
All right. This is a tough one because this is not going to end well for you regardless. Would you rather fight 5 Ed Orgerons or 5 baby Bengal Tigers?
Ooh. I'm going to go with the Bengal Tigers because if you get Ed Orgeron with some Red Bull, It's going to be
God
ugly.
Forbid a I few
mean,
of them.
Yeah. I mean,
shotgun, take one to the head.
One of those Ed Orgerons would be tough. You put 5, it's going to get ugly.
Either way, it's going to be something emotionally that you deal with for the rest of your life. Because if I just get taken advantage of by Ed Orgeron and just, you know, like embarrassed, I'll deal with that. Even though there's 5 of them, it's still, I think, you know, I think once his switch flips, it flips. You know, I think you're getting mauled. And someone has to pull 5 of them off you, you know, like not one. But if you are out there kicking baby Bengal tigers in the face,
yeah,
you're getting a psychiatrist for that too.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Right. I mean, either way, you're laying on a couch in some weird person's office talking about your feelings.
Here's the thing: I think you could turn the 5 Ed Orgerons on each other. Like you, hey, he said he's working again. Yeah.
There's only one of me. There's 5 of you. Yeah. You guys ought to fight each other, and then I'll fight the best one of you.
Yeah, because I'll take the beaten down survivor match, Ed Orch.
Tonight at 11, former Shark quarterback kicks baby tiger in face.
Yeah, oh yeah, no.
Bye-bye radio career. Hello,
I'd get more popular getting beat up by 5 Ed Orcherons.
Absolutely.
I would immediately need to move. Probably find a new home to live in.
All right, Jake, foot race against Tom Tunnell or foot race against Chad Campbell?
Ooh.
Man, oh, man.
I'm confident I can beat both of them, okay? But I love Tom Tunnell. He is my favorite advertiser, and I have deep respect for Tom Tunnell. I have none for Chad Campbell. So getting to race Chad Campbell and humiliate him in front of hopefully a large group of people would be a wonderful thing. I'm just making sure he's not standing behind me.
He looks over his shoulder. Make sure Chad's not early for lunch. Eric? I mean, you're probably housing either of them because you're you. But.
I would pick Tom Tunnell because the advertiser's always right.
That's right. I'm racing
and I don't
Tom all day
to,
every day.
And I don't want to have to fake pull a hammy so Chad beats me.
Yeah, because you'd have to just do a big fake job because Chad's just not going to take you going, oh, my hamstring.
Tom in his prime might have given me a run for my money.
Yeah,
I mean,
Tom was giving us his measurables earlier.
How old are you, Tom? 60.
Tom was giving us his measurable.
Years ago when Tom was young.
I believe my direct quote when he was telling us about how he used to look in the Navy, I was like, oh, back in 1849.
General Washington whipped him into shape.
Yeah, sure did.
All right.
Good old Abe Lincoln had you lifting those weights.
And in fairness, he'll have to pull a couple of hammies, maybe throw a hip and trip for Chad to beat
him. May have been, in fact, the one that said, Mrs. Lincoln, other than that, how did you enjoy the play? all right. Joe Burrow. If you're Joe Burrow, would you rather be the first pick in Cincinnati, the 5th pick in Miami, or fall outside the top 10, lose that money, but go to a playoff contender?
You know, it's going to be a lot of money either way. If you had to pick, there's 3 options there. I wouldn't want to play for Cincinnati, but the money would sure be nice.
You go down as the first pick in the draft forever.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm thinking, money aside, let me fall out of the top 10. Let me get with a playoff contender, and I'll earn the money.
Eric?
One more time.
First pick in Cincy, fifth yep. pick in Miami, or outside the top 10, but to a playoff contender.
Oh, gosh. So I'm Joe Burrow, first pick, yeah, of, the, first pick Burrow. Of the draft. You know, the difference in the first pick and the money you get in the first pick and outside the top 10 is significant in guaranteed money up front. So I don't think I would pick outside the top 10 if you're realistically could be the number one pick of the draft. But number five to Miami, who's in the – can you tell me who – Joel, you'll probably know this. Who's in the Bengals division?
Well, the Bengals division's Pittsburgh, the Ravens, and the Browns.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay. So
– Miami's Patriots without Tom Brady.
Patriots, Jets, and Bills. I think I would lean towards the fifth pick in Miami. It's warm as you get older and you get beat up. It's a lot easier to get your body loose when it's hot as opposed to when it's not.
Yeah.
I think it's probably a franchise that is just as far away from having real playoff-type success. You get to live in Miami. The marketing opportunities would be just as good, if not better.
I'm with Jake, though. I'm going to go on the Patrick Mahomes plan. I'm going to be outside the top 10, but rack it up with a playoff contender right away and have a massive second contract and a bunch of endorsements along the way. And, oh, by the way, a Lombardi trophy, because the Bengals aren't getting one.
I do think I have been on record saying I think Joe Burrow is a special enough person slash quarterback that if they started, if you assumed that the front office and the mistakes they've made were no longer, if you assumed that them getting this right and picking Joe Burrow and then making every decision they made after that, building it around him, putting all their eggs in the he needs to work basket, I think they could. Joe Burrow's good enough to win in Cincinnati.
All right, last one for Tennessee next year: beat Oklahoma but lose a close one to Florida, or get absolutely stomped by Oklahoma but beat Florida.
I think you got to take the Florida win. You know, beating and getting barely, or winning and getting barely beat, probably sounds a little bit better. But I think I'd rather take the win over a division rival, somebody you're recruiting heavily against. That would stink. But I think I would take the win over Florida.
I think that beating Oklahoma would give me a small amount of joy. Watching their head coach and their guys, you know, flustered and frustrated, it's not even on the same planet as to how much I would enjoy Dan Mullen throwing his headset and getting angry and screaming and their players yelling at each other. And, like, if there was disarray with Florida, I would get actual, like, real happiness from it.
Deep down happiness.
Like gut-wrenching happiness.
Yeah.
And I've been the one that's been saying for forever now that the goal needs to be to win the division. And until you get to a point where you're winning the West or winning the East, that's the only thing that matters. If you want to be a nationally relevant competitive football team, then you need to be in competition for your division every single year. Like LSU, Auburn, and Alabama are. They currently are all three where you want to be, which is – no idea which one of those three wins the West next year.
Yeah.
Yep. Give me the dub over Florida. Let's gator chomp on them. Jake, you're gator chomping on prices here at Rusty Wallace Kia. Triple the factory rebate.
If you beat Florida, then you don't have to. You aren't probably going to be mathematically eliminated from the SEC race for the entire season because you play Georgia in November.
As long as you don't trip up.
If you, God forbid, you didn't trip up, you'd be playing a game in November for a chance to actually win the division.
And then you're talking playoff contention.
Yeah. If you're going to Atlanta.
Got to win the playoff first. Yeah. Got to win the division first. Yep.
Chopping the prices.
Yes.
Triple the factory rebate.
Yeah, so this goes through Monday. You got today, tomorrow, and Monday, but it's literally that easy. It's not on a select car. It's anything out there. If it's a new car and it's sitting out there, you can do the triple rebate on it. Whatever it is, sweet, we'll triple it. I mean, it's sounds awfully easy, but that's the way it is. It's not like we've got one of them sitting here. There's 300 of them out there. Pick one, we'll triple the rebates on it. save you thousands of dollars.
Is the inventory online similar to what it is out there?
Yeah,
it's updated.
Yeah. You know, it's probably a few cars off here and there just from stuff we sell right now and stuff that's coming in on the truck.
You have sold stuff this morning.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're going to close out these next 2 days and Monday. These are going to be huge. It's going to put us over the top. Just a humongous month, and we're going to keep it rolling.
Till 8 o'clock tonight or the last customer served,
absolutely.
Same deal tomorrow.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, we'll see you, Jake. We appreciate you. But
don't be the person that shows up at 7:59 unless you're buying a car.
Yeah, if you want to buy, you can show up at 10:50.
Yeah.
Knock on the door, Jake's in the back.
No test drive only at 7:59.
My grandma Jo will be here till midnight tonight waiting on customers coming in. So.
She's the best.
She is the best.
She is the best.
She brought us candy on
Valentine's Day. How many other 92-year-olds do you know that still go to work every day with a smile on their face like
them
that?
Them fighting words.
That's right. Jake, thanks so much.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate it.
That's Jake Bull here from Rusty Wallace Kia. We'll come back here on the Eric Haines Show weekend preview and a Tennessee Florida preview on the way on the Sports Animal. All right now, 656 wins. Caller number three. Caller number three will be our qualifier in the Coors Light Climb to the Championship. That's presented by our good friends at Cherokee Distributing. But the Coors Light Climb to the Championship, caller number three right now will be qualified to receive two tickets to the Men's Basketball Championship Tournament in Nashville, along with $500 in spending cash to help you get there. It's courtesy of Coors Light and Cherokee Distributing. Coors Light Climb to the Championship, 656-WINS. All right, Eric, weekend preview time. Let's uncork that. Men's basketball on Saturday. It's a big week as it gets down to it. The first ranked matchup of the day, Penn State 16th ranked, Iowa 18th ranked. A noon game on the Big Ten Network, a big one in Big Ten country. Kansas has to go to Kansas State, number one team in the country, going to well below 500 Kansas State. Baylor's at TCU, that shouldn't be much of a matchup either. Apologies to the Horned Frog fans. Auburn goes to Kentucky. Auburn has already beaten Kentucky this year, though it was at Auburn. They go to Rupp for a 3:45 game on CBS. SEC on the line here, or at least Auburn's chance.
I would imagine that's going to be an amazing basketball game. Those two teams actually match up almost perfectly, man for man, player for player. It'll be a really, really good game. It was the first time they played.
This was my upset of the week pick yesterday on the show. Duke, 7th ranked, has to go to Virginia. Virginia's won 5 straight. They've been close ball games. But Virginia's got the win streak. They are at home, and Duke's kind of reeling. Duke has struggled as of late. Duke's recent games include a loss to Wake Forest. Also, a loss to NC State. They've lost 2 out of their last 3 at NC State. Won their home game against Virginia Tech, and then lost a road game at Wake Forest. They go on the road again to Virginia.
Mm. Virginia's not what they were last year.
They're not.
Not even close, but they're still a good basketball team. They're still a good ACC team, man.
20-7 overall, 12-5 in conference.
The ACC and the Big Ten are just crazy this year.
Indeed. Elsewhere in college basketball, tomorrow you have San Diego State on the road at Nevada. It's on ESPN2 at 8 o'clock. If you're interested in checking out San Diego State, because they are going to be a factor in a lot of people's brackets this year.
They had that. Who'd they lose? UNLV? Is that
UNLV last Saturday night. Yeah, a game that you couldn't really find on TV unless you knew where CBS Sports Network was offhand. Michigan State is at Maryland. That's an 8 o'clock tip on ESPN. Maryland, 9th ranked in the country, had a walk-off win the other night. Michigan State trying to improve their seeding going into the postseason. They're currently 19-9, but still a top 25 team. In the SEC coming up this weekend, obviously you have Tennessee and Florida. We'll give you the full preview of that coming up. Texas A&M's at LSU. Vanderbilt is at Ole Miss. Mississippi State at Missouri. Auburn, Kentucky. Arkansas is at Georgia. And South Carolina is at Alabama. You're watching for a couple of these teams. If South Carolina loses to Alabama, that could be the end of their NCAA tournament hopes. If Arkansas loses at Georgia, that could be the end of their NCAA tournament hopes.
Gosh, that kid from Arkansas is
ridiculous.
So good. I mean, he dropped 37 against us.
Yep.
And they were, I don't know that he had an easy bucket all night.
Yeah, Tennessee was all over.
Other than at the free throw line, which he leads the country in attempts and makes from the free throw line. That guy, I'm not kidding, watching him, I think he's a first-round draft pick.
Could be.
I mean, I legitimately think, I think when they watch the film on him, I think he'll end up getting picked in the first round.
And then Mississippi State, Missouri, another game that if Mississippi State loses, that could be the end of their NCAA hosted dream.
This is when it starts happening.
It's tight.
Again, Tennessee, again, is, and listen, I understand how bad we played against Arkansas, and I understand that it's not likely. But I would still say if you can find a way to win out and make noise in the SEC tournament, you might still be able to sneak into the tournament.
You'd have three quadrant one wins in 2 weeks. Nobody else would have that.
And then whoever, and then whatever else happened, by themselves, it's not enough.
No.
You'd have to do good in the tourney, and if you won all three and you lost your first game in the tourney,
you may be in our playing game scenario.
It may be, yeah, but probably still not even getting in.
No, but realistically, Tennessee needs to win one of its final three to have a chance to be eligible for the NIT.
Yep.
And that's got to be
It's very doable. This weekend is doable.
Yeah. We'll give you the full Tennessee-Florida preview coming up on the other side. This is broadcast live from here at Rusty Wallace, Key of Knoxville on FM 99.1, The Sports Animal.
I always love Food Friday on the Eric Ainge Show. Joel Silverberg back in the Budweiser studios of Cumulus Broadcasting. I heard Joel did a good job filling in for me yesterday.
Yep. He was producing and filling in.
Not from Brian, so yeah. That's always good to hear. Joel and I will be doing the show on Monday, correct?
Yeah. Unless schedule changes, softball again, and we come back early, I'll be gone on Monday. But it's all right. I put in to take today off, and I didn't cancel that, so.
That's good.
Just switching days.
That's good.
Switching days. Nobody tell corporate. It's Tennessee and Florida tomorrow afternoon at Thomas Bowling Arena.
I don't care if anyone tells corporate.
Well, I do. It's a whole thing. Tennessee 15-13 on the season, 7-8 in conference play. Florida's 18-10 on the year, 10-5 in the SEC. It's been an up and down season for Mike White and the Gators to this point.
It has, but they've won four of their last five.
By the way, Mike White, I did not realize this, is just 1-4 against Tennessee in his career.
So Rick Barnes has a winning record against both Cal and Mike White.
Yep.
And Konzo for sure.
Yeah.
I'd be curious who in this league he does not have a winning record against Bruce.
And I don't remember what I guess they beat him last year, but only once, so he would have an even record with Tom Crean at Georgia.
Okay. Man, Anthony Edwards.
Unless
so
they
good.
Beat them twice last year. I don't recall if they played twice last year.
I don't remember.
But regardless, against the two biggest ones traditionally, now you put Bruce in there now, I guess. But he does have a winning record against both. Drew Pember, we'll see if he's back. He was in concussion protocol and missed the game on Wednesday night. But he was high school teammates with Knoxville's Quez Glover, who is at Bearden, who is playing for Florida this year. Not one of their five starters, but has been in there. Tennessee, in games at Thompson Bowling Arena, is holding its opponents to 58.1 points per game.
Good job, TBA. That's definitely due in some part, I don't know how much, but due in some part to the way our fans have consistently shown up and brought it and brought the energy, regardless of win, lose, or draw, regardless of record or what they're playing for. Tennessee basketball fans should be commended for how they have supported the team this year. We're not front runners, man.
Jordan Bowden, in his last four games, has averaged a team-high 17.3 points, and he is shooting 40.9% from three-point range.
To the point where I love that he never lost his don't-hesitate confidence. I mean, that was incredible to me to see him last game. He misses the He misses the... Oh, here, I'll take another one. Thanks. The Joe's passing out donuts.
You can have mine.
Not a big deal. I think that Jordan Bowden has gotten unfair criticism for a lot of this season. Mm-hmm. I think some of it is definitely fair. Mm-hmm. And he has had games where he just didn't show up. Didn't show up on offense. He was turning the ball over, looked unsure. But yet through that, he had worked through his struggles and has come out to where without him playing at the level that he's playing, we definitely haven't won any of those last four games. And unfortunately, I kind of think that with where everyone else is at with their game and where they're kind of stagnant right now, Bowden's going to have to continue to keep carrying the torch.
Yeah.
We're not going to beat Florida tomorrow if Jordan Bowden doesn't play good.
Yeah. Santiago Vescovi is Tennessee's leading scorer in home games. He averages 13.7 points per game at Thompson Bowling Arena. This would be the fourth straight win in the series for Tennessee over Florida. They've won four of the last five overall as well. And after this, it'll be a trip to Kentucky next week in the midweek. 9 o'clock tip-off at Kentucky, and then Auburn at home to close things out next week. It will be a 2 o'clock start tomorrow at Thompson Bowling Arena. Coverage here on the Sports Animal begins at 1:30 with the tip-off show. Bob and Bert will have you at the arena. John Wilkerson will have you from here in at the Ball Network Studios. We'll get set. So that is your Tennessee basketball preview as the Vols take on the Gators tomorrow. And again, you can hear that here on the Sports Animal beginning at 1:30 TV. It'll be on ESPN2. So you can turn it down and listen to us.
Tennessee needs to do a much better job of not getting in a hole against Florida.
Yeah.
Whatever they need to do, whatever Rick Barnes needs to do, from calling timeouts, switch up the defense, switch up the full court pressure, I don't care. But it needs to be everything you can do to not let them make runs. If it's a game of runs, Tennessee's going to lose.
Yeah.
Because our guys are going to have to play more minutes. Our bench is not as strong. It's late in the year. I just don't think that's a game that bodes well for us. If it's a game that's kind of a half court game, not a run and gun, shoot a million threes game, that's better for Tennessee. So you want to slow the tempo down, honestly. You want to play good half-court defense. And you're going to have to rebound. Florida's long.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things lately that they've done a much better job of, is they're way more active. It looks like they're legitimately, like, I think Mike White had an effort problem with his team early, which isn't a good thing to say about a coach.
No.
Or a team. But they have not had that lately. They've been diving for balls, taking charges, playing much better as a team. That's going to be a hard game to win. They for sure, even though it's at TBA, they for sure have the swag and the momentum.
Lady Vols had their last home game of the season last night, a winner 77-66 over Ole Miss on senior night. They head to the Plains, Auburn, Alabama, on Sunday. Auburn, a team that doesn't have a very good record, came away a winner last night, and they've been playing very well late in the season. Now, it's not going to help them. They're still well below 500, won't be even a WNIT team, but they could give Tennessee all they want on Sunday. This is an Auburn team that was right there with Mississippi State twice this season and led the Bulldogs late in a game just over a week ago. So Tennessee and Auburn on Sunday. You can also hear that right here on the Sports Animal. All weekend long, baseball and softball on the UT Sports app and utsports.com. We'll come back, find out what we learned today, and check in with the Sports 180 next as we wrap things up from here. Rusty Wallace Kia. They'll triple the factory rebates on all new Kias here at Rusty Wallace Kia of Knoxville. Callahan Drive, I-75. It's FM 99.1, the Sports Animal.
Welcome back to the Eric Gaines Show on the Sports Animal. Brian Rice, myself today. We've been at Rusty Wallace Kia of Knoxville today, tomorrow, and Monday. Rusty Wallace Kia of Knoxville, I-75 Callahan Drive. You can triple the factory rebate on all new Kias. Whatever the rebate is, $1,000, $1,500, $2,500, triple it.
Yep.
That'd be a big-time one. If you got a $2,500 rebate out there, that's $7,500.
Yeah. And they've got those. Jake says it's every car, new car out on the lot, they're going to triple the factory rebate. And it's not just a couple of them. It's everyone out there.
And they all come with that 200,000-mile warranty. All right, it's time for us to find out what we learned. Thanks to Regenerative Complete, regencomplete.com. Coming soon, some brain testing, scanning stuff.
Right.
I had mine done yesterday.
Did you?
It takes 22 minutes, and when I get the results, I'll let you read it, and I think you'll agree 1,000,000%.
I got my cat scanned.
Yeah, right? But also men and women, hormone replacement. Guys, you get a free testosterone test. If you go over there, it's Kingston Pike and Farragut. Regencomplete.com is the website. It's the best orthopedic, innovative orthopedic place, stem cell injections, different procedures, obviously, any orthopedic surgery you need, and the best testosterone and hormone replacement in town. That's I guarantee it. And it's a free, you get a free test. Why wouldn't you go get a test?
And they said you had a brain in there and it works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
I learned that Juwan Jennings' 4.7 in the 40 at the combine is not great, but it's also not a deal breaker based on what we already knew about Juwan Jennings.
Yeah, he before the combine, you've heard me say on here for a long time about him, he is for sure a just slot receiver.
Yeah.
Kind of like you see with a lot of guys.
Something, and ultimately he was here too. Like,
yeah,
that's what
he became here.
Yeah.
So that's definitely what he would be in the NFL, but that's not a knock on a guy. Wes Welker was only a slot receiver. Hines Ward was only a slot receiver.
Hines Ward played forever.
Julian Edelman is only a slot receiver. There's a lot of guys whose skill set lends itself to being in the middle and does not lend itself to being outside. You know, I'd say Marquez Callaway, definitely not an interior receiver.
Yeah.
He's an outside guy.
And he ran enough speed last night that he can be an outside
guy.
He can
get drafted and be an outside guy. Yeah. So, I mean, I haven't learned anything at the combine with our guys yet, other than Dominique Wood Anderson running a 4.9. He better kill the bench press.
Yeah.
If he kills the bench press and he's able to show that he could for sure be that blocking tight end that also, you know, that watch it on film, you know, he against zone, and if he can get a release, can catch the ball in traffic and different stuff like that. But he's not running away from anybody.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing I learned. Okay. Tom Brady's not going to be a Patriot, looks like. We don't know where he's going to play, but he's met with, you said, the Chargers, Raiders, and Colts.
Yeah. His representatives have.
Yes, his representatives have.
Yeah. He has not.
We'll see what ends up happening with him.
Yeah. It's gonna be very, very interesting to see that, in my mind.
So what else did we learn today? We learned that Miami, we backed our way into Miami having the best chance to reach the playoff over USC, Nebraska, and Florida State. Florida State's in the same division as Clemson. Nebraska's in the same conference as five teams that they're not going to be beating anytime soon. Who else? USC has the best route to get back to win their conference, which ultimately is what you have to do to get into the playoff. But they finished 10th best in recruiting in the Pac-12.
Yeah.
At USC. That's incredible to me. Like, that's a horrible – that's on not only Clay Helton, that's on the athletic department for jerking him around and kids not knowing if they were even going to play for him.
Yeah, I agree.
They only signed 13 guys. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Absolutely terrible, Brian.
Not great. Not great.
I learned that I still have some high hopes for our basketball team. I don't know what it's going to look like. But I know one thing with our Tennessee men's team. They're not going to quit.
Yeah.
They're going to play as hard as they can.
Yeah.
Hopefully they play as smart as they can and they execute. Because if they do that, they've shown that they can compete with anybody.
Yeah.
They haven't shown they can beat anybody, but they've shown that they can compete already with anybody. And I think it's really, really important for this team, if you want to have a positive season next season, to start. I think the off season, we don't talk about the last taste you leave in people's mouth enough.
Yeah.
You know, like, do bowl games matter for the next year's success? Probably not directly, but when the last time you play, everyone is happy or happy-ish.
Yeah.
It's amazing what the off season ends up looking like versus when they're not, when you don't. So I think this basketball team definitely needs to perform down the stretch here and into the SEC tournament, whether that means they win them all and get to the tourney, or they win one and go to the NIT, or they lose them all. It would be nice if they ended it on a positive note.
Yeah.
And not like searching for a positive note, like actually win one or two of these games, compete in all of them, and then show up for the tournament.
Josh Ward joins us. The Sports 180 is coming up next. Josh, were you glued to the NFL Combine last night?
I watched every second of it.
Really?
No, not really at all.
Good.
I watched a lot of it. I actually liked the Combine.
I caught Ruggs 4.27 40, which was considered a disappointment. I would love to. You know, it didn't take long to watch either, which was great. But he's a burner, no doubt.
Didn't take long to watch. Like it.
Get it because he's fast. It's the 40.
Oh, I got it. Yeah. I saw you and Ryan McGee of ESPN bonding over dad jokes this morning.
Oh, what a beauty. It was a piece of art that he shared. And the thing is,
literally.
Yeah. And it's not that he shared it on Twitter, it's that he's sharing it with his children and helping with the growth process, which is more important than anything. But to read it quickly, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Mikey.
Mikey who?
My key doesn't work. Unlock the door.
I hurt.
I mean, it doesn't really get better than that.
My 9-year-old would disagree. He got a book of dad jokes for Christmas, and he hits me with them from time to time. We call it pulling a ward in our house.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
Yeah. Your legacy's living on.
Yeah, I'm late probably for the 2020 presidential campaign, but if I get into 24... you know what my platform will be.
I mean, I'd vote for you now over anybody else that's running. So.
All right, well, make a run.
Yeah, why not? Throw your.
Got to be careful what jerseys I wear to concerts, stuff like that.
Yeah, no kidding. Did you see that? That was the biggest thing I learned today.
That's the worst.
People are stupid. If you missed the start of the show.
You didn't just learn that today.
No, but if you missed the start of the show, Garth Brooks wore a Barry Sanders Detroit Lions jersey to his concert in Detroit last night, and Twitter got mad because they thought he was making a Bernie Sanders statement.
Bernie 2020.
Not Garth Brooks.
Well, the best in the replies in trying to correct the masses was, no, 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 that's for Barry Sanders. He played for the Detroit Tigers.
Yeah. We have Lions just and Tigers and Bernie Bros, oh my.
We have a lot of work to do.
Just
a lot
when
of
you think everybody understands everything that we say on the radio.
Get about a third of it understand about a third of that. Josh, what do you guys have coming up on Sports 180?
Well, we'll break down all the politics, of course.
Oh,
we'll do that for the next 3 hours.
Of course.
Big politics guy.
Yeah, we'll talk Tennessee, Florida tomorrow. We'll talk NFL, and we'll talk combine stuff with the Vols that are up there. So a lot going on over the next 3 hours. Barrett Salee talking college football 35 minutes from right now.
You might as well just hit all the Bible topics real quick while you're in the spirit of ruining your radio career.
Yeah.
But it's a slow process.
Yeah, it's a slow bleed.
Talk about marriage and rights and everything. Yeah, we can get right on that. That's a hard pass on that one, Josh. We appreciate it. We'll be listening to Sports 180 coming up on the other side.
Because they won't really be doing that.
No. Eric, I'll talk to you on Tuesday. You and Joel will be here
Joel
on Monday.
Joel and I got it on Monday, man.
Yeah.
Assuming I don't come down with the plague or the coronavirus or the flu and strep, which are currently at my house.
No coronavirus, please.
That's fear-mongering. The media's doing that. Everyone will be fine.
I'm going no with that one.
Everyone will be fine.
We'll see. Tennessee Hoops tomorrow. Lady Vols on Sunday on our air and all weekend long on the Tennessee Game Day app and UTSports.com. You can check out Tennessee softball and baseball. I hope you don't get the opportunity to find out.
Bring it.
The Eric Haynes Show. Thanks to Rusty Wallace Kia for having us out. Thanks, Jay, for getting us set up. Joel, for making sure we're on.
I'm a survivor.
This is the Sports Animal.